Last week we spoke about some very Yesodistic things, but I didn't get inside where I wanted to be. So we're now in Perek Yotesh, Shar Dalet Perek and in the middle, not in the middle, but a few paragraphs in, where he's quoting Zohar after Zohar, explaining one thing, but if you will analyze it, which I'm not going to do today because I'm not, I didn't think about it enough, but he's quoting Zohar explaining that the Torah is the Shem Hashem. And I do want to speak about that a little bit. But the Torah is the Shem Hashem, meaning that somebody who's Oisik B'Torah Lishma is Oisik in the Shem Hashem. And in essence, he becomes one with the Shem Hashem, meaning what he's saying, at least when he's saying Torah with an insight of being from the Shem Hashem, which I'm going to explain what that means. And every Zohar here that he quotes is adding something else to this configuration, which, again, I'm not 100% clear on the steps. It's fascinating to do, but I just want to say the aside. So we're up to the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim, Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Do you see that? Few paragraphs in. And some Gilgal will all have the same book. The Zohar says, Parshas Beforashas Mishpatim, Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, Koman Diyintar, anybody who keeps the Torah and learns Torah, again, the whole context here is Lishma. Kadisha. They're not just learning Torah, learning a document, learning a godly document. They're learning the Shem Hashem. Very important. The Shem Hashem. You know, we always talk about Shemus. We'd be very careful. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, right? Be very careful. So the whole Torah is the Shem Hashem. The Saninon, because we learned Iraisa Kula Shma the Kudshabrichu, as we've said often in the Zayar, says Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that the whole Torah is the Shem Hashem. Kula Shma Chad Kadisha, I'm sorry, Umandi Mishtadl Ba, Ki Mishtadl Bishma Kadisha. Begin the Raisa. Kula Shma Chad Kadisha Ihi. And what's important to understand, and you'll see why this is important, that it's not like when you learn the Torah that has 600,000 plus letters. You're Isaac in 600,000 plus Shemos Hashem. No, the whole Torah is one Shem Hashem. Like you can't divide the Torah. Everything is one. You hear it? Do you see it inside the Mishnah? Begin the Raisa Kula Shma Chad Kadisha Ihi. One. Shma Ilah. The highest name, Shema Decholo Kol Shema, and it's a shame which is Kolo, all the shameless. Uman Degore Eschad Mina, and one that somebody takes away one letter of the Torah while you're learning, he will Ovid Pegimusa B'Shema Kadisha. You understand what we're doing here? Let me just mute everybody, or can you mute yourself so it'd be easier? One second. You could press your space bar to unmute at any time. So call it Umandigores Chadmina, somebody who misses one word of the Torah, Kilo Avid Pigimusa Bishma Kadisha. He's making a pagam in the entire Shem HaKadosh. So what this means is that, you know, we always say, the Gemara in Erevin says, there's a Gemara in Erevin says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel le Rabbi Meir. This is very important because Rabbi Meir changed a letter in the Torah according to the accusation of Chazal, because B'sifrei shall say, we say for Torah shall Rabbi Meir kasuv or ba'alef, right? Meaning it says Hashem made Adam HaRishon kosnas or, garments of or, skin, and Sefer Torah Shel Reb Meir Kasav Or Ba'alef. He wrote Kosnas Or, garments of light. Now, maybe if we get to it, I'll try to explain why what Reb Meir was doing over there. He was a sefer, a Meir Lav Lehavir. But what Rabbi Shmuel said to him when he saw that we're the Sefer Torah of Meir, he said, Shema tamachaser oisachas, meiser oisachas, nimsus machriv is kol olam kula. You can't change a letter in the Torah. If you change a letter in the Torah, you're machriv the ganze welt. That's in Gemara Neir of Yud Gimel. Why? So the Marsha there says, because the whole Torah is Shema Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gematrias, the letters. You can't change a letter of the Torah. You can't improve upon the Torah. Why Remeir did that, I'll try to explain. But
Rebbe, he's talking about the Chumash. He's talking about the content that is within the scroll that's in the Aron Kodesh.
Right, you can't change that. Kavachomer, you can't say... Yeah.
Reb Chaim is talking about the Chumash here. When he says Torah is the Shem Hashem, he's talking about the Chumash.
Yeah.
Okay.
But of course, also the mitzvahs. You can't. So, like, there's a new understanding, a new insight in why, if there's one letter that's puzzle in a Sefer Torah, the whole Sefer Torah is puzzle. So everybody knows that halacha, and everybody has a lot to say about it. But the simple shot is that you're chaser from the Shem Hashem. You're chaser from the Shem Hashem. And by the way, it's not only in the script of the Sefer Torah, but also, a Baal Kaira reads, we're brutal to him. Nice guy's doing us a favor, he's laning, but if he makes one mistake, everybody jumps on him. Why? Because you can't mess with this. This is very, very sophisticated. You know, it's like it would like be like if you're going lahavdil to some deep scientific equation, and you say, I don't like the way this one looks. You know, you got to know what you're doing. Nobody knows what they're doing when it comes to the Shem Hashem. You just got to keep it the way it is. That's the clout.
So what do we mean by a shame? Because we call Hashem different names. But if we're saying that the whole Torah encompasses the Shem Hashem, does that mean that there are, different combinations we can make out of it that are different names?
Or no, that's not what it means. I mean, that might be true, but that's not what it means. What it means is, as we've explained, that everything has its essence and its name. And the essence of us, who we are really, is one thing. But when you see somebody say, hi, my name is Yoni. So like, that's how you define yourself. That's how you want to be known. That's what you want people to call you. So, or you can say, if a person defines himself by his malacha, you could say to somebody, what do you do? And I'm always very taken with this. What do you do? Somebody asked me, what do I do? What do you do? Oh, I'm an electrician. what do I do? I learn. No, what you do is your essence. How you wish to refer yourself, when we should give some thought. Give some thought today about what do you do? Like, maybe the right answer, I don't want to be too from, is, oh, me, I do Avodas Hashem. How do I do it? I learn Torah, I'm an electrician, I give tzedakah, whatever you do. But how you do it or what you do is a very, very deep question. So that's the pshat in the Shem Hashem Yoni. The Shem Hashem is how we can't understand the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe we can understand the essence of another person, I doubt it. But we certainly can't understand the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The best we can do is understand his name. And there's a lot of different names to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Shem, the Kol, Kol HaShem is Kula, the Shem which explains everything is the Torah itself, which is true. Because the Torah, there's no better manifestation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is than the Torah is Besef. Okay, you know a little bit when you know Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hoya Hoy Vavia and Alikim is Teva and Midas Adin. But if you're not the Torah, you really have like, this is my name. This is what I do. This is what's Nogeya you. Do we understand the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course not. But that shame, getting back to our point, that shame cannot be played around with. That shame is Chaser Oysachas.
Rabbi, are we talking about written form or expressed form, or is it both, or is it everything?
Well, also, if you're doing Torah, so you got to do the whole Torah. See, somebody who says, okay, I do everything, but like I just can't relate to Mechias HaMalek. I just can't relate to that. that's a tough one for me. Or, you know, like I'm not going to get involved with, you know, with this mitzvah or that mitzvah. What's going on over there is Kal v'chomer. I mean, your chaser oisachas min haTorah. It's a package. See, I was always taken, like I've been involved with a lot of conversions. Conversion, I mean, from Goy to Jew. There's a lot of different conversions these days, but I'm talking about from a non-Jew to a Jew. Now, I learned about Geirus from the Beis Din of Toronto, and the Rosh Beis Din, whose name was Rav David Shochet in Toronto. That's where I used to be in Buffalo, so we used to take Geirim there, and I was on the Beis Din, and that was what we did. So he always said to every potential ger, before they walked into the mikveh, he or she, always said the same thing, that you're in a very difficult position, much more difficult than I'm in, he would say. Because with me, Hashem understands I've got to grow and mitzvah by mitzvah and little by little until I finally get there. With you, you have to be makabel kol ha-Torah kula, every single ois in the Torah right now. Right now. And if you're not makabel it, your geirus is not chal. It's not a geirus. Now, footnote, halachically, if a person says they're makabel. Dvarim shibalei venim dvarim. But like the concept is a very, very clear concept that Torah is Torah. You can't, maybe Hashem has rachmanis on us that we're going step by step. But if you're makabel Torah, you're makabel Torah. It's got to be the Torah. You're makabel something which has to be b'shleimus ba'achdus. And that's what it means by the shame. It's all, what was Lashon here? Man, begin deraisa kula shma chad kadisha ihi. It's all one big name. And the Kabbalah HaTorah is also one big Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbal kol HaTorah kula chutz me'ois achas. Just like it says, if you write the Torah, chutz me'ois achas, or remacher v'soilum, it also says, the Gemara says, the kol ha'makabalah HaTorah chaser ois achas is nishkin Kabbalah HaTorah. It's nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
So the limud is the learning, and the Kabbalah is the doing, and the fact that the Torah is the Shem Hashem means that it is the most profound way that we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding that it is profoundly limited as well.
Right. So the limitations we're going to get to in a second, but you know, like it's an important thing that if somebody says, just in general, a Jew says, "Look, I hold it a whole Torah. I don't hold it as one mitzvah. I don't know." It's too old-fashioned to worry about shatness. So you did nothing. You're not even doing 612 mitzvahs because once you do that, then you're deciding, not God is deciding what's important, what's not important. So if you say, I can't do it, I'm not in the Madrigas Einzach. But if you say that I hold of everything but this, so right away you hold of nothing. Because you're not holding of in my language, you're not holding of Kabbalah's Hashem. You're not holding that Hashem gave the Torah. Once you can make a distinction like that, even if you hold 99%, and on a deeper level, this is the Shem Hashem. Like if you tell me your name is Dan and I call you Da, I'm not saying your name, right? This is the importance. Avram is not Avraham. Avraham is not Avram. Shinui Hashem is the Shinui and the Mahus of the thing. And you find this all through Baba Kama. Shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem is Panim Chadosh, is Baal Khan. So the shame is can't be divided. Let's go further in the Zohar. The Parshas Vayikra Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Abba Pasach. Kol Zeis Ba'asnu V'loi Shechachnucha. Anybody know what that pasuk means? Anyone got me a translation? Tilim mem dalad yud ches. What does ba'asnu mean? What does the word mean? Somebody? No takers? Kol zeh ba'asnu. Huh?
came to us.
Came upon us. Kol zois ba'asnu. All this, says David HaMelech, ba'asnu v'lo shechachnocha, and we've never forgotten it. What does he mean? So he means a simple pshat in the Tillim. You open up the Tillim. He was saying that David HaMelech was saying, how could it be that he was asking the question? He said, how could it be that in prior biblical times, David HaMelech was biblical, but in the time of the Chumash, in the time of so many earlier generations, there we always had a miracle. We went to war, we had a miracle. There was no possibility. We didn't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that I've got to take care of the Jewish people. And by David HaMelech, he lost a couple. And he said, why am I losing wars when they always won the war, et cetera, et cetera. But he says, Tziduk Adin, Kol Zeh Ba'asnu V'lo Shechach Nochel. That the truth is, he says, all this has come upon us, and I don't forget you. Like I'm questioning, but I'm not questioning you. So it means to say that I'm a Kabbal, whatever Hashem, whatever you're doing with us, or whatever you're doing for us, I'm a Kabbal. I'm there. I'm just allowed to ask questions. So the Zohar says, Loyan Shinon Milule Oiraisach, I never forget your Torah. And you see how what the Nefesh HaChaim doing is equating Hashem with his Hashem Yisbarach with his Torah. Mikan ulifnan, from here we learn. That anybody who forgets Torah and doesn't want to be osek in it, kilu inshilu kutcha brichu, you're forgetting Hashem. You can't divide the inyanim. Dehai raisa kula shma de kutcha brichu have. So here we find again in the Zayar, in the tremendous bekias of the Nefesh HaChaim, again in the Zayar, the reference to the fact that Hashem is just one, his name is one. Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad. Hashem Echad, which is kind of redundant, Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad. But when you say Adonai Echad, Ushmai Echad, that means you're talking about the essence of Hashem and then the expression of Hashem. Yes? Everybody with me? Uman, says the Zohar, V'soif Shesham rather daf yutas soif amad aleph. Let's go further in the Zohar Vayikra. Dehoi raisam, that this Torah, anybody who's Isaac in Torah, Lushma, Misater Beitroy Dishma Kadisha, gets a crown of the Shem HaKadosh. The name of your crown is Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem Nikra Elecha, if you remember, that's what we said at the very beginning. Why? This is Zayar Cheshman, Rishim Barichai. Because the Torah is the Shem Hashem. So we find it again. And somebody who's learning Torah, Yisrashem v'Yisater, he is near Sham, v'Yisater, and he's crowned, v'Atre Shmei HaKadosh, v'Shmei Kadisha, u'Kedein Yada Orchen. Now listen to this, underline this. What happens when you get an Atara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What happens when you're crowned because you're learning Torah Lishma? Kedein Yada, your Orchen Stimen V'Rozen Amikin. Now you have access, you're privy to the biggest secrets of the Torah. You become a Mukabal. Not as a Limud. It means to say, all of a sudden you have an insight which is on top of the world. And as I always like to say, some people get it, some people don't. So you can be mefalpil and Torah, you can say this vart and that vart and this gematria and that gematria and this lumdus and that lumdus. But if you're learning Torah Lishma and you get the Atara, so now with that Atara, you have an insight into the Shem HaKadosh of the Torah. And once you have that insight, You have a gilui of razon deraisa of dvarim stumen. Halavai Ken Yehirots. Let me explain here a little bit. First of all, I mentioned this, I think, last week. Hillel says, it's twice in Pirkei Avos, Dishtamish b'taga cholof, the crown. Taga is a crown, like a tag on a Sefer Torah, crowns. The Yishtamish b'taga cholof, if you use the crown for your own purposes, cholof, the crown is taken away from you. What is this crown? Why doesn't it talk about standing before the Kisei HaKavod, or like Mordechai, he wore big day malchus. What does it mean to be crowned? Maybe somebody explain to me in world history. Why a crown? Why does the Queen of England wear a crown? Mayinyan shel crown. We, as kids, we all know you want to play, you want, if your part is to be a king in the play, you have to wear a crown, right? What's up with the crown? President Trump does not wear a crown. Unless that's what that whole hairdo is. But he doesn't, he doesn't wear a crown. What is a crown? Why is Malchus equated to Kesser?
It's an extension to the particular being. Like you have the person, but then there's something in an elevated level.
Why not? Why not my beged?
Because it's high, it's higher. So I mean, it's seen. It's raised above. We understand instinctively that if it's higher, so it's raised above. You know, just a night. I mean, the queen wears nice clothes as well, but it's not the same.
You know, it's interesting that Paro said to Yosef, "Rak hakise Igdal Mimecha will be higher than you." So we always say, like, a king has a number of things. He has big day malchus. He has the kisei malchus. He has the crown. So I don't know why the queen wears a crown, but let me tell you why.
Could it be that the crowns point upwards and therefore there's some connection with Shemayim that's implied?
Do they all point upwards? I thought that was just in the movies.
I never saw one that didn't.
Queen Elizabeth.
It's something to do with the head. It sits on the head as opposed to any other part of the body. Head being the most important.
Okay.
Subjugating.
Good. It's all right. You suffer. It sounds like you want to say something. What do you want to say?
Yeah, maybe it's an indication of accomplishment of status. Like when somebody won a race in ancient Greece in the first Olympics, you know, they gave them a wreath of olive branches, and it's interesting in the Tower of London where there's a display of crowns, historic crowns. Some of those crowns had little Schreimlach on them.
They weren't all pointing up.
Now, there was something above it, like there is on the top of a Strymel, but that was a fancy hat at that juncture in history, I suppose, just fur. So, but yeah, something to indicate accomplishment, achievement, a certain status.
So let me
wear a capel, the same thing as a capel or a.
Yeah, or a hat. Yeah. You know, Rabbi Tendler, you know who he is? Ramosha Tendler? He's Ramosha Feinstein's son-in-law, Shlita. He's alive. And well, older man. He was my co-rabbi in Muncie. And he's a Rashiv in Yeshiva University. And, you know, not such a Haredi, you know, but a big Talmud Chacham, and he's a scientist, he's a biologist. But he is vehemently against Kippah Suga. I couldn't care less, like, what Kippah Suga, Kippah Shchora, Kippah Velvet, it's like, it's silly to me. But he was so interesting, Rashiva Wayu, vehemently against Kipa Sruga. So he said that a Kipa Sruga was, this is what he said, I don't know if it's true, but he said that a Kipa Sruga was invented and because when Jews, for the first time in history or for a couple thousand years, are driving tractors and working in the fields and doing things, it was impractical for them to wear a big kippah the way they used to, the way a yarmulke used to look, you know, a big yarmulke or a black hat or a shtreimel. So they invented like an easier kippah sruga, and then it became the symbol of, you know, the new Israeli. But he says what it's, he says it's the opposite of a kesser. Like it's an opposite of a kesser. The kesser is something which gives the special covet to the person and says that I'm standing lamala mikulam because I'm a Jew. So you could take it or leave it. That's what he said. I'm just quoting. But let me say something. Let me attempt to say something deep here, which is not austere to anything anybody said here. In the Kabbalistic spheros, there are seven spheros, right? Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. On top of that, there are three spheres of the Meichen. Don't get excited. Don't get nervous. This is very simple to understand. On top of that, there is Keser, Chachma, Bina. They're called the Meichen. Our Asik, what do I mean by our Asik? This that we do in this world has to do with Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. These are the components that the world is created of. Together, you get a rainbow of light, seven spheres, and it makes up everything that we are, not molecularly, but spiritually. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, and they're Madregas. They're Madregas of the Ishtalshlish, which is coming from Lamala ad Lamata. Above that is three spheroids, which we don't know too much about. Keser, Chachma, Ubina. And above that is Hashem. What does it mean that a person that learns Torah, Lishma, gets a Keser? Misatrin be'itra Kadisha. What it means is you're not working down here, you're working above. The Keser represents that I'm not understanding. You know, that's what he means here when he says, Oz ukedein yada orchin stimen verozen amikin. You know what it means? It means that two people are learning Torah. We see this in the regular Beis Medrash. Two people are learning Torah. One person learns Torah. He's learning Torah. He's understanding the Pshat, Rama, is Jewish, even sight. But another person has such a fundamental insight into what he's learning. And it doesn't have to be Torah. It could be science, Lahavdil. But he has such a fundamental insight into what he's learning that he's reading the words and I'm reading the words and we're seeing two different things completely. And I'm saying pshat, trying to figure out from the bottom up. And he's understanding pshat from the top to the bottom. That's the pshat in the Atara Satara, Keser Torah. Keser Torah, Ola Al Gabeim. Keser Torah is a high Keser. Keser Shem Tov, I can explain why that's even higher. It's because it's all through those. There's only three ksarim: Keser Malchus, Keser Kohuna, and Keser Torah. But Keser Shem Tov Olah Kulanu. But you just said Shloisha ksarim, hey? Kasha in the Mishnah, Shloisha Harei Arbayim. So Gemara asked that question. So the answer is Keser Shem Tov is something different. But the Keser Torah is that which gives us, for lack of a better word, the very, very deep insight into what it is that Hashem is telling us. You know the shame, Hashem. And therefore, it says, the Nefesh HaChaim brings the Zayar, automatic, Kedain Yada Orchin Steeman Verazan Amikin, all of a sudden you understand the Sardis HaTorah. You get it. Oh, Now, didn't you ever have like, you know, when you're learning Torah, like sometimes you could have like an aha moment. You know, an aha moment means that now I understand everything. I understand all of history for a moment. I understand all of the Gemara. I understand what all karbanos are, and I understand what Shabbos really means. That's what, when you get a glimpse, and I believe that comes from learning for Lishma for a moment, and we learn Lishma for a moment, all of a sudden you get a chop, which is koilel everything, and nobody's understanding you're all being Isaac and tiny little things without getting the essence of the thing. And let's say one gets to that Madrega, and now he understands things which are so much deeper, and so, but our Boyim Labina doesn't even begin. And he understands things which are so much deeper than what's being said, gets the insight. So, and then he decides, well, I'm going to use that for myself. I'm going to use the Keser for my own covenant. Like I'm Chalaf comes Hillel and says, you lose it immediately. This to be tied into the Shem Hashem, everything has to be Lishma. Rabbi, I'm telling you a gevaldika thing. Are you with me on this? Yeah. It's a very, very important nekuda. I want to tell you something here. Reb Tzedek HaKohen, can you see that? Sefer Machshavos Charutz, page 1. He talks about, I'll tell you something, just as a little bit of a Rebbe here, I'll just teach you something. Every Sefer is written differently. In Reb Tzedek, any Svarim of Reb Tzedek you open, the first sentence, or the first five words, says it all, and the rest is a pirush. Unlike, let's say, Reb Chaim Brisker, the first sentence is a kasha, and then comes a yesod, and then he says a tara, it's based on that yesod, and you go back to the kasha. But from the kasha, you don't see anything but a kasha. That's a litvisha derech. In the Sfas Emes, and in Reb Tzedek, if you would just underline the first line of every single simon that he says, you would have all the yesodis of Reb Tzedek. And here the koteret, when you see the first line works as a koteret, yeah. So the first line of Machshava Ischarutz is Hamachshava hu iker ha'adam ki yadua. What is a person? A person is his machshava. Avokama machshava is in, and he goes on to explain what machshava is and different levels of machshava. What I want to bring out here is that what he says a little further, which I might have explained once, but it's just so such a chiddush. He says that the Torah says, "Kadoshim tiyu, ani Hashem." Yeah, in Chumash, "Kadoshim tiyu," a mitzvah to be holy. Ani Hashem. So the Gemara famously explains, Rashi brings it, Kedoshim Tiyu, let me just, the exact words here, Kedoshim Tiyu, says Rashi, Yachol Kamoini, maybe you think you're like me, Talmud Loimar, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem. Don't get carried away with yourself. So, like, why, if a person is a Kaddish and close to Hashem, why would you think you are Hashem? Or why would you think you have the Kedusha of Hashem? So Rashi has to say, Imshat, Kedoshim to you, Yachol Kamoini, that's what Rashi says, Pshat. Don't get carried away with yourself. Why would I get carried away with myself? Dafka, I'm on the highest Madrega. I'm on the highest Madrega. Yachol Kamoini, maybe you think you have my Kedusha. So here's a person, I'm just adding before I say to Reb Tzedek, here's a person who is climbing Madrega after Madrega, learning Torah Lishma. And as the Zohar says, in the Nefesh HaChaim brought, when you're learning on that Madrega, Migalon Loi, Yoda Orchin Steeman Verozen Amikim. All of a sudden you know, like you really know. So the Kedusha puts you in a whole different place. Kedusha means you're learning Torah Lishma, one of the things that it means. You're nifrash mina olam. What does it mean to be kaddish? Kaddish means harei hamikdash asli. What does it mean to be kaddish? I'm not part of that whole system. I'm not part of the world. I'm not part of covet. I'm not part of any ulterior motives for doing this. I'm learning Torah. I'm a kaddish. Kaddish, I'm separate from all that. I've separated myself. Tzaddik. So you can reach such a level of kedusha where it's, you're learning Torah, you're learning the Shem Hashem. So now that I see the Shem Hashem, Yachol Kamoini. Once a person knows like that, okay, I know, I really get it. I see the Shem Hashem. I get it so deeply. Yachol Kamoini. No, you don't get it. Ani Hashem. All you're getting here is the Shem Hashem, but you still can't reach Ayin L'Ros Elokim Zolosecha. You still can't reach Hashem himself. Yes? Says Reb Tzaddik. Listen to these words. Kiki shehu betachlis hamadrega mikdusha. If a person reaches the highest level of kedusha, ad sheyid melamalachei asharis, until he's compared to a malach, meaning otherworldly, hu bekoyach habechira shabai. Now he has a choice to make. You see, everything that we do, every person who's growing in Torah, growing in Yiddishkeit, becoming a Baal Tshuva or becoming a Tzaddik, has a choice to make at any given moment. So like when you're just starting off, you say, okay, like I'm walking down the street in Manhattan and I'm hungry. Should I eat in Pizza Hut or should I eat in Burger King? Pizza Hut's probably a Durabanan and Burger King's a Durice. So that's one choice. We don't make that choice. We don't eat treif. There's nobody here that eats treif, Baruch Hashem. So what's our choices? Should we speak Lashon Hara or should we not speak Lashon Hara? Should I waste this 10 minutes or should I not waste this 10 minutes? The capo on the guitar goes up much higher. What is the Bechira? Everybody has Bechira. Everyone's got their playing field. So what is the Bechira of the Loimei Torah Lishma that was already Zoiche to Yoda Orchen Steeman Verozen Amikin? What's his Bechira? So says Reb Tzaddik, the Bechira is my free choice, if I'm on that Madrega and I know everything and I really get it and I really know it, is am I going to take this for myself or am I going to give it to Hashem? Am I going to become a big Rebbe here, a Mashiach? Or am I going to say, I'm an Eved Hashem Anoichi, like Moshe Rabbeinu said? That's the Bechira Chofshes of the person on the highest Madrega, because, and that's Yachol Kamoini. Take it easy here. Yachol Kamoini, like you're going to make yourself into a god. Listen to this Reb Tzaddik. Umizeh, and by making the wrong choice from all the way up there, you can fall to the lowest place possible. You can be on the highest place and fall to the lowest place like that. You fell off the Empire State Building. Kemay Shikara, as happened, Lehaish, to Yeshu, Ulashav Saitzvi, Shem Rishayim Yerkov. Ayadei Ribui, it's hard to even say these words. Ayadei Ribui Prishusam, because they were such Kedoshim, Govar Koyach HaDimyon Shebahem, their minds got carried away with them because they knew so much and they saw so much. Yashka Shem Zaitzvi, Shebahem Lachshev, that they started to think, Sheyuchlu, it's the difference between me and God already.
Ubalahem al yedeshu chashu atzcham tchila kedoshim.
Zeu Sherish Hasasas Hanochash, etc. Meaning, what? First of all, is the only sefer that I know of that gives them so much credit. But what happened was, at that level, maybe that's what Hillel was trying to farteich. V'yishtamesh b'toga cholof, you use the crown. When you use the crown, you lose the crown. You could certainly get a lot of chassidim along the way. But the minute that you're taking it for yourself, you lost it.
How are we for teaching crown now?
The crown is attaching to Kesser. It's an amida of Kesser. When you're in the midah of Kesser, you understand things which is out of the box, out of the Zion Spheroids. The whole Gimel Moichen is called Kesser. And I've got a God's eye view on what I'm learning and what life is. And you have an insight. You know, you go to such a tzaddik, if you're zochet to ever see such a tzaddik, that it's a whole different level of insight. That's the Kesser. That's the Kesser. You can say, like Lahavdil in Malchus, kings and queens, that the concept is that, you know, I'm above the law. I think that's the concept. In other words, like in the Midas HaKesser, law is for plebeians. In other words, like the there's something which is so great and so powerful and so, you know, above the law. So Kesser is Kesser Torah. The Kesser Torah is, as the Ribbono Shel Olam, Yachol Kamayni, This is the it's amazing that it's a chumash b'chlal, because it should be buried in a raya mehemna. It's a chumash. You have to reach kedusha, and you have to go so high, and at the same time remember ani Hashem. How could you forget ani Hashem from that kind of a madrega? And the answer is dafka. When you're learning Torah lishma, These are nuclear tools, yeah. When you're learning Torah Lishma, that kind of madrega, and you reach to the Kesser. Once you're wearing the Kesser, you have to be extra careful to forget the most basic thing in the world, which is Ani Hashem. Which the guy who's walking down the street and is choosing between Burger King and Pizza Hut, he knows Ani Hashem.
So there's a vote they say about the Kotzker Rebbe, that he said, "What's the most important part about Anshei Kodesh to you, Lee?" It's Anshei, right? The Hashkodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to be. So is that like the same? That's the same kind of thing.
Okay. Maybe that's what he meant.
In view of this, how do we understand Kinas Sofrim?
What's your cash? I don't get it.
Kinas Sofrim seems to be Kina is something which is about me. It seems to be. it's not transcendent. It's not self transcendent. What does Kina mean?
Who said that tzaddik is going into kinas chachma? That's an educational method to get there. Who said the kinas seferim exists by the tzaddikei ador?
It's tzaddik chachma. It's a general.
Gemara says in Tainus Mefurish Daf Gimel. Gemara says in Tainus that there's a big difference between a tzurba mirabanan, where you say kinas seferim tarba chachma. Take a look at Rashi there. Kinasay from Tarba Chachma and Ahumir Abana, which is above all that. From my knowledge of my small knowledge on the Akutan of Gedolei Hadar, there was no kina between them. They were used to watch the Gedolim on the dais of the various conventions, listening like little children to what the other one is saying. I watched it. I saw Ramosha. I'm saying it's a chiddush in today's politics, but there's a beautiful, beautiful video. I'll leave you with this of the beginning of Chinuch Hatzmai. They made a dinner in America when Chinuch Hatzmai started. So the one who organized this whole thing in the United States of America, meaning the funding for Chinuch Hatzmai here in Eretz Yisrael, because they saw that the secular system is not the right system, or even Dati Lumi, made Chinuch Hatzmai. So the one who organized it and raised all the money for this was Rav Aaron Cutler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Aaron Cutler, there's a video. You can see the video. Rav Aaron Cutler, they made a dinner. Rav Aaron Cutler is sitting on the dais, and the Rav Moshe Weinstein is sitting there. And the guest speaker of the evening is Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik. And Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik was the best of them all. He spoke English perfectly, but even though he spoke in Yiddish, a beautiful language and guttural, you know. So, and you watch there, this video, how beautiful it is. But you watch Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Henkin. You watch the Gedolim sitting there. And looking at this man, listening to him speak, Ketalmud Lifnei Rabbi. And clearly the other way also. So, you know, like, I don't know that there's a Kina Seifrim, but what you see here is Anav Mikol Adam. I'm very, very, it's very clear to me that if Moshe Rabbeinu would be walking through the streets of the Midbar and somebody would come over to him and say, Rabbeinu, tefillin are a little crooked. Thank you very much. As opposed to who the H you think you are. And I'm above that and don't criticize. So I'm not on that madriga, so don't get any ideas. I'm sitting at shul, so you know, I face the tzibur in good times, and there's a big tzibur, and I get messages approximately every 6 minutes to fill in this way, fill that way, like, you know, because everybody's watching. So you know, this is the keynote, but okay, so to just review what we said, to synopsize it in 1 second, is that when we're Isaac Batayra, we're Isaac in the Shem Hashem. We're Isaac in the Shem Hashem, we're not only dealing with the Pratim of Tyra, we understand the character of Tyra and the character of Hashem itself. And the level there becomes, you're going to a tzaddik like that, Uzlai Matari Lishma, and you're asking him an eitzah, you're getting Mamash Shem Hashem. Mamashem Hashem, that's the idea. And at the same time comes Reb Tzadok and says, but you know, you can't get carried away with that either, because dafka there are all kinds of nisyonos. Yachol kamoini, nisyonos of Avodah Zarah, Mamash nisyonos of Avodah Zarah, that come only at the highest madrega. Okay, we'll go further next week. Yirtzeh Hashem. Shabbat shalom u'mevorach.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Thank you so much.